spell your last name?
Not right now. I'm helping out Dad and getting to live here and.
Okay. What's your date of birth?
And I broke my arm, so I'm having surgery on Monday.
Oh, okay. Did you see anything today in the argument, or?
I heard most of it. I didn't. I really. Well, there's an argument breaking out.
Okay, sure. You were in your bedroom at the time?
Yeah, but I heard it. And everything that I know Ed has said and, Maria said is what went on. He was definitely. He had told me several times that he wanted to die.
He had told you that, Harry.
On several occasions.
Yeah, are you driving? Are you answering my question, please? Are you on the road?
And,
do you have a spot where you can pull over?
Sure. And,
alright. Your brother's dead.
At any point, did you come out of the bedroom?
Shot by the police.
No, well.
Just
no, I don't think so. I think I stayed pretty much
you
in there. Right now. What I heard, Ed, he called him, his dad out front.
Machine.
And he said, Ed, come out here, you watch this, and it's like, I can't find a gun, but now I'm going to get a knife, or whatever, that whole thing went on. And Ed went out there, I heard Marie go out there saying, Eric, just stay away from Dad. He's got a heart condition, stay away from him. And when I
tell
heard
me about it.
That,
tell me.
When
say,
I heard Marie scream,
I begged him.
I looked at the curtains.
He wanted to die.
Eric wouldn't listen. And
he was drunk.
I mean, they gave
he
him several
to
warnings.
Die.
You looked out and saw that.
I saw them
shoot
him.
Do you mind if we step in?
Just came in. The one dog.
Oh, that's fine.
Picked a fight with another dog today.
No.
So.
Oh, it looks like a big sweetheart.
So just shut the door.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh.
Excuse us, but I can't.
No, it's fine.
But I was sitting here, and as you can see, right from here, I was point blank range to see.
Okay.
And they were, the cops were in front of the car, one towards one side, one towards this side, and he would. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Eric, would not.
So they're both over by the driveway?
No, the cop. One was by the front of the car.
No, I'm sorry. Eric and Ed? Were they both by the driveway?
Oh, no, I don't know where they were.
Okay.
All I know is when the next thing I knew when I looked out was the two police officers here, Eric with the knife, not putting it down, and then I saw him get shot, and that's when I screamed and dropped the curtain. I mean, I've never seen anything like that in my life. I never do again.
Okay.
There's nothing Ed could have done. I know the poor thing. He hasn't hit them yet. And, God help us when it does. I mean, they're just too calm.
Yeah.
But, I mean, being on probation and everything, I probably haven't had
And then just one last one. Well, I'm very sorry.
Did you know Mike Murray?
Mike Murray.
He died a couple years ago, young.
Oh, the deputy, yes.
He's my son's best friend.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
My son's Santa Monica Fire Department, Nick Jimmons, and Mike Murray was his best friend.
Yeah, I worked with him from time to time when we were in custody. God, that was so sad.
What is he? He was such a good guy.
Yeah.
Such a good guy. Really sad situation.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, any death is. Boyfriend died a year ago. It's like, it surrounds me. I don't know what it is.
Well, if you need anything, just call, okay? And if Ed needs anything.
I have surgery on my head. I already explained to one of the officers. I go to the kiosk machine. I report for probation. I was supposed to go this afternoon. I'm never going to make it.
Sure. There. Who's your PO?
I get the PO. The run of the day because I'm on kiosk, so I don't have
okay.
It's whoever is.
I know some people in probation. I'll call and make sure everything's okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate that because Monday I have surgery, so I'm
absolutely
not going to make it to the beginning
well, not only
of
that,
next
month. You've had a bad day, needless
well, yeah,
to say.
But see, Monday I
sure
can't even report on the last day of the
no
month.
No problem. I'll let them know.
Okay.
Okay.
All
right.
Thank
you
so much.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not saying anything in front of my father about what I'm about to tell you.
Yeah.
You know, about how we told you about he had the noose and everything. Well, he swore that he was going to make my dad suffer and see him die.
Well,
I can't tell my dad that.
Eric wanted to commit suicide and your dad to see it. Well, why would he want something like that?
He was very mean to my father. He said, I guess because he was mad because my mom and dad got divorced and my dad married this other lady and my mom and Eric lived out in Pennsylvania for 20-something years by themselves. But he was always against my dad when he was growing up. I always called him, I'm sorry, I am really in shock. It has not hit me, but it's gonna. But I always called him my firstborn because I'm 5 years older than him. And when he was a baby, he was always in my, I kept him in my room in his crib. I gave him his bottles. I changed his diapers. He was mine. He was my firstborn. And my mom and I, we spoiled him rotten. And he just had something against my dad. Well, they were so much alike. So much alike.
Mm-hmm.
But he swore my dad would suffer. I can't tell my dad.
I understand. I won't say anything to him. I will come back and make sure you guys are all okay before I leave, okay? But I'm going to give you some time. I know you have phone calls to make. I'll give you some time, okay?